Chapter 17, The Safety Net of Redundancy Against Complacency, A Silent, Deadly Destroyer, 2024. I always say there is no plan B. We go with plan A, God's plan. However, plan A does need backup systems. That's different from saying a plan B. It's still a plan A, but you got to take care of plan A. In the case of a failed piece of equipment in plan A, any good machine needs a redundant backup that kicks in so all is not lost, operating behind the scenes at all times in parallel to the master systems. For instance, if your truck runs out of gas and there is an auxiliary tank, boom, a redundant system. The truck is back up and running. If the GPS autopilot fails on an airplane and the analog compass is accurate, you're back on course. If the electricity in the city fails and a house is equipped with a generator, the lights still work. Fellowship is a redundant system for believers. God's Word is a backup system, always running in the background of the mind. Redundancy is the stopgap against complacency, if it is truly operational. When things get lazy, a strong backup system, prayer, the word, fellowship, is life-saving and ensures that plan A is not lost. What if the redundant system has not been serviced properly and simply doesn't work? Well, then there's a problem. 1 Corinthians 1:18, for the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. I think that says it all. The Bible is a difficult book. It's difficult because it came from the infinite to the finite, from the unlimited, all-powerful God to the limited man. So, doing Bible study without a teacher, commentary, notes, prayers, or home group is dangerous. Why? Because it's just me without a qualified technician. It's just me. Well, I got my own relationship with God. It's just me. You know, I read the Word. I talk to God. It's just me. It's just me. That's the point. You ever tried to fix your own air conditioner? Or the electric? Perhaps tune up the lawnmower? Without help in the end, you don't save any money. It's a mess. Oh, maybe now and then you get it right, but who wants to bet your life on now and then? Let me explain the difference between the Bible and man's teaching. All of us could understand the writings of Plato or Socrates, possibly in one reading. Study the great philosophers with the natural mind, and by diligent application, one will grasp profound meaning. Well, God says these things are not necessarily necessary. 1 Corinthians 1:20. Where is this wise person? Where is this teacher of the law? Where is this philosopher of this age? Has not God made foolish the wisdom of the world? Wow. Think about that. If the Bible could be understood by natural man, it would be a natural book and could not be the Word of God. Since the Bible is from God and therefore spiritual, before you can receive its teachings, you must be born of the Spirit, John 3:6, and filled with the Spirit, Ephesians 5:18. The Bible is in fact part of Plan A and is on board all systems given to us by God if we choose to use it correctly. If not, complacency wins. Yep, complacency wins. And we set down the most important. The most important what? Just the most important, period. Well, what if you don't set it down? Well, now we're talking. John 16:12. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come. That means he can hear the voice of God and tell you what God said. He can tell you the direction of what to do. He can show you who you are and what you are to do. Whoa, that sounds pretty good. Well, how do I access God 110% of the time? Well, let's first identify complacent. Complacent is the not caring of things to be done. It's the not caring. I don't even care. Complacent is I don't even care. Drive a car without looking in the mirrors? Not good. These days, cars have been given redundant backup systems to stop before collision. Alert lane changes even. Actually drive the car. Why? Because all of us have become complacent drivers, which makes us totally incompetent and dangerous. You got to look both ways before crossing the street or get hit by a car. Complacency is dangerous. Scripture interrupts spiritual complacency and complacency in daily life, both of them. If there's a problem to be solved, spiritual or worldly, the mind is busy with the matter. That's why you need a little backup to Scripture, to yourself, to everything. Backup systems need backup systems. There is a problem if your mind is working on a problem, whether it be a spiritual problem or a worldly problem. There's some kind of redundant system needs to be aware of where your feet are, where the feet are walking, where what the mouth is saying, and where the heart is. Otherwise, awareness fumbles the ball. The mouth will say something it shouldn't, the feet will walk somewhere not good, and the heart will fool the mind. How can one possess such a system that would offer avoidance options? Romans 15:4. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scripture, might have hope. You see, it's telling you, there's your backup system. Well, yes, but you have to understand it. It's important in a business to check numbers every day. Charge cards, deposits, bank transaction, respond to emails, take vitamins, eat correctly, work out consistently, tend to relationship. There's a lot to do. Who reminds you to do that? The world created cell phone. Cell phones with alerts, professional assistants, employees, even your kids can remind you what to do. Well, what reminds you to live a righteous life? The world says nobody needs God anymore. So what would remind you to live a righteous life? The world says nobody needs God anymore. Don't subscribe to such thinking. Job 27:11. I will teach you about the hand of God. What is with the mighty I will not conceal. Surely all of you have seen it. Why then do you behave with complete nonsense? That's truth. 1 Corinthians 2:6. We do, however, speak a message of wisdom among the mature, but not the wisdom of this age or of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. You see, if you can grab this from God, he is saying right here, I got the news. Everything else is fake news. The wisdom of this age or the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. Without the Holy Spirit, best have advisors that are amazing in all areas of life. That's pretty hard to find selfless geniuses that care only for the good of me, for the sake of all things good for me. Pretty hard for any of us to find a set of people that just are concerned about us day and night. Well, without God, that's what I better have when my enemies show up. Israel of the past and the present has had and does have many enemies. And no matter how well the army is prepared, they were, in this example that I'm going to give, still at risk and needed a G-O-D backup system because the main system would clearly fail. The army was going to fail. They were up against a big army, bigger, twice the size of Judah. This is what happened on a day in the year 811 BCE before Christ, the king Asa under siege at the hands of an Ethiopian army. He knew he was going to lose, 2 Chronicles 14:11, and he looked up and he said, "And Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, 'Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or with those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you, and in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let man prevail against you.' So the Lord struck the Ethiopians before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. And Asa and the people who were with him pursued them to Gerar. So the Ethiopians were overthrown, and they could not recover, for they were broken before the Lord and his army. And they, the Israelites, carried away very much spoil." Wow. Redundancy. Backup plan was God. Nobody saw that one coming, right? Redundancy. It's a powerful advantage, especially if God is your backup system. However, any backup system is worthless if you don't know how to use it. Without fellowship and correct teaching, it's very hard. You know, I got this new avionics in my airplane, and it's crazy good, but I don't know how to use it. I mean, kinda. It does all kinds of crazy stuff. But even the stuff that I used to know how to use on the old stuff, I have to learn how to do it on the new stuff. Otherwise, this great system, backup system, is useless to me. Without fellowship, same thing in your life, and correct teaching, it's very hard to have a backup system. Correct handling of the primary system of life is free will. Get that? Plan A is handled by free will. Plan A that we have, that we don't want to give up. We don't want a plan B. We want to stick with plan A, God's plan. But God's plan has free will in it. And free will without competent instruction is at some point going to fail. How do we learn? How do we learn? Scripture and teaching, prayer and fellowship, and a lot of it. And all of that keeps all of that authentic. All of that keeps all of that authentic, so that there's no fraud in there anywhere. Scripture and teaching, prayer and fellowship, and a lot of it. Matthew 18:20, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Yeah, baby, come on. 2 Timothy 3:16, "Every scripture is God-breathed, given by his inspiration and profitable for instruction, for reproof and conviction of sin, for correction of error and discipline and obedience, and for training in righteousness and holy living and conformity to God's will and thought, purpose, and action." I wish to God in heaven that that was happening in this election. But in this election, my friends, God is on the table. After giving that a thought, let's go back to the lesson. Let's check out some failed redundant systems that everybody initially thinks is a very good idea. Okay, here's the first failed redundant system. You know, first one failed, so charge cards for payroll. Bad idea. Credit to customers without a payment schedule. Dumb. Hard money lenders. Oh, help me, Jesus. Self-help books. The Bible is outdated. Failed system. Oh, bad idea. Using corporate money earmarked for taxes. We've all done it. Weekly financial reports, not important. I got it all in my head. Yeah, sure you do. No church, no Bible study, no ministry, not important. Okay, thin ice here, thin ice, kids. Slippery slope, all of the above. Failed backup systems. Chapter 17 is about the need for redundancy that works. Many of you have wives who care and are excellent backup systems for reminders and careful adjustments. Many of you have been wives who were excellent backup systems, excellent reminders, excellent careful adjustments. All of you have an authentic chief financial officer who has a system backup and an excellent partner. All of you have a qualified CPA. All of you have a qualified CPA and an extremely knowledgeable bookkeeper. All of you. Many eyes are backing up the other for your benefit and safety, all believers. all walking the path in a diligent manner. This is amazing. This call is amazing. All of you have an infrastructure that's nearly perfect. Well, why is it nearly? Because we're all human beings. And we need backup systems in and of ourselves. And hopefully we use each other. However, 17 is focusing on God, specifically the premier, absolute caregiver, creator, designer, judge and jury, knowledge and wisdom, main artery to impossible problems, created with you in mind. Oh yeah, he had you in mind. But the world has forgotten this backup system, and it is now failing. The world is failing nearly everywhere, including the church. Be sure you are not one of the forgetful. Matthew 13:14. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will see and not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Yeah, you want to be in that bunch, not the first bunch. Everybody sees everything that God has done, and they don't see anything. They hear everything that they should be doing. They don't hear anything. We are not seeing and hearing God as a people. Well, you are. I am, I hope. And when I'm not, or when I'm, I need a backup system. You need a backup system. People, places, and things that he's given you? Yes, including the Bible and including God himself. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. C.S. Lewis in the Screwtape Letters writes, a moderated religion, get this, a moderated religion is as good as no religion at all. And it seems to coincide with Revelation 3:16 when it talks about being lukewarm in our faith. We have become complacent. Furthermore, sometimes we have even become complacent in the fact that we are complacent. We have lost motivation as well as our sight of what should be the driving force of our lives. Oh, goodness, that's wonderful. A moderated religion is as good as no religion at all. And it seems to coincide with Revelation 3:16 when it talks about being lukewarm in our faith. We have become complacent. But the best line for me, furthermore, sometimes we have even become complacent in the fact that we are complacent. Wow, lost motivation. As well as our sight of what should be the driving force of our lives. Matthew 22, for many are called, but few are chosen. Oh, sadness, sadness, sadness. Isaiah 41, for I am the Lord your God who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Why don't we see that today? America is crumbling all around us. Just ask God. John 1, 5, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. In these dark times, pray for America. Pray for Israel. Pray for our children. Who's your redundant system? God? Now this is, here comes the hook, kids. Who is your redundant system? Well, God's my redundant system, of course. I was always thought that even before you said anything about chapter 17. Really? How do you know it's God? The Bible says Satan can impersonate an angel of light. What's that? What do you mean? I just talked to God this morning. How do you know it was God? You need a backup system to your backup system. Is it the Bible? How do you know the understanding of the Bible correctly? Is it fellowship? How do you know that you're not speaking to complacency in a brother? Do you hear me, kids? Do you hear me? How dangerous this thing can be. Decision-making is in jeopardy if the mind is not in order. Discernment is not throwing a Bible on the table and seeing what pops up. I've heard that all my life.
You know, when I want to know what God wants, I just throw the Bible on there. Okay.
All right. You know, redundancy. I thought about this the other day. Redundancy. You know, it's a good thing, right? It's a backup system. Well, it can work in reverse. Right?
What's that you say? What that boy talking about? That boy's not right in his head.
Redundancy in reverse is not right in your head. The more things you come up with to back up complacency, and you know what I mean.
I need a break.
Okay. The more things you come up with to back up complacency, the more backward thinking makes sense. And the result is a loss of a true relationship with God. If you're not careful. Now, this is my testimony. But these titles are every one of us. Everyone, everywhere in the world. The titles are the challenges that come against all of us. This may be my testimony, but these challenges come against us all. And these titles brought me to Scripture. Job 29:3, when his lamp shone upon my head, and when by his light I walked through the darkness. You know, lamp shone on the head, remember? You know, like a miner's cap with a lamp on it, the flashlight on it. And by his light I walked through the darkness. Come on, kids, dig that. You see, your spouse is a good redundant backup system. An additional gas tank is great, or vehicle or generator for the house. However, God is the best backup system, redundant system, beginning system, primary system, and everything system. Are you getting this? Are you getting this? Do you see? Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? What is your redundant system against complacency? Are you learning to surround yourself in the Lord's omnipotent power, blessing, mercy, and grace? Are you learning to surround yourself in the Lord's omnipotent power, blessing, mercy, and grace? How do you ensure your ears and eyes are seeing the truth? When you pray, do you prepare yourself and reserve a personal appointment into the throne room of the Most High? God is not an emergency Hail Mary pass. He is the only pass, the all-the-time pass, the hall pass of life across the board. 1 John 5:11. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Oh, gosh. Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. Let me say it again. 1 John 5, and this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have the Son of God does not have life. Make sure the Jesus Christ that you believe in is the same Jesus Christ that is in the Bible. I say this to the world who says they are Christians. I say this to the superstars of our world that say they are Christian and back the wrong stuff. Chapter 17, Redundancy, the Safety Net Against Complacency 2024. Be sure, my friends, your systems are in place and operational. Amen, amen. You guys survived. It was good.